Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of poverty, the virtues of living a life of abstinence, and also encouragement to suffice on little in this world. So we bring the different ahadith explaining that how the attraction of this world is a deception, how the things of this world appear to be so beautiful, appear to be so good, but yet in reality, the reality is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would mention that inna mimma akhafu alaykum min ba'di ma yuftahu alaykum min zahrati dunya wa zinataha, that part of what I really fear for you after my demise is that the beauty and the splendor of the world will be opened up to you. This was actually a fear that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for his ummah, that the beauty, the splendor, the attraction of the world will appear and will open up for his ummah. This was something he was worried about. And ulama explained why. Is because when a person is attracted to the world, he doesn't have akhirat in front of him. His main maqsad of life, of spreading the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of going out in jihad, these will become very difficult for him. He'll now want to mize. Why? Because he wants to get more and more, and he wants to heap and collect more of this world, because this world is attractive. But if the akhirat is attractive, now it becomes easy for a person to go out in jihad, it becomes easy for him to strive in the path of Allah, it becomes easy for him to give dawat and invite people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because his objective is not the dunya, his objective is the akhirat. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he feared this for his ummah, because now if the attraction of this world and the world opens up to them, their focus and their line of thinking will change, it will go to the dunya instead of the akhirat. So today's hadith we see, عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة وإن الله تعالى مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون فاتقوا الدنيا واتقوا النساء رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the world is sweet and green. إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة, حلوة means sweet. Normally we say halwa, when you say something is sweet, we call it halwa. In Arabic you say hulwa, with a dhamma. So Nabi alayhi salatu salam is saying that this world is sweet. What it means by the world is sweet? Doesn't mean that the world is physically sweet, sweet in the sense that anything that is sweet is attractive. Somebody brings one whole platter of mitaya, how attractive it is, how nice we all would like to have one barfi, have one magaj, have the other things that they are on a mitai platter. So it is something that is attractive, it's something that's delicious. In other words, the world is attractive, and khadira, the world is green. Why green? When you see, for us to understand, we don't see much of farming, we don't see much of agriculture, but generally you'll find when agriculture is green, when the crops are growing, it's very, very attractive, very lush. The animals also get very happy when they see the greenery of the grass. The people and the farmers also get happy, and when it's dry and it's wooded out, even the farmers get depressed. The animals also get sad. But when it's green, it's very attractive. Everyone is excited. It's very prosperous. For us to understand, you know, if you got a garden with a lawn there, and the lawn is looking green and looking nice, how beautiful it looks. Such a green, lush lawn, and a well-maintained lawn. It looks so attractive. So like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this world is sweet and it's green. In other words, it's lush. The world looks attractive. It appears attractive. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Ta'ala has made you vicegerents therein in order to observe what you do. Allah Ta'ala has appointed you in this world, and Allah Ta'ala is seeing, and Allah Ta'ala has appointed you as a vicegerent therein in order to observe what you do, in order to see what your actions are. One side is the attraction of the dunya, and one side is your amal, your actions, whether you're going to get carried away by the dunya and the effects of the dunya. As we explained a few times now, is that there's no harm in a person living in his dunya, a person using the dunya. In fact, it is necessary. But the dunya should not come into a person's heart. He should not be carried away with the dunya and the splendor of the dunya. His focus should be akhirat all the time. And now what he'll do is he'll make this dunya such that he will continuously have it. He'll use it also, but it won't come in his heart. And he'll find it very easy to give out in charity. The ulama of the past, how they would look at it, and the pious also now, how they would look at it, is you got water that is flowing. Water that is flowing, you find that it's clean, it's pure, it's drinkable, people like it, the river water that is flowing. And then you got a pond that is stagnant, it's not moving. The water is there, lying there for months on end. What will happen? Algae will come in that water. That water now will get dirty. It'll get insects, it will get flies, it'll get moths, all appearing in that water. Why? That water is not moving. So that's how they look at their wealth. So long as that wealth is moving in the path of Allah, is moving in charity, I'm giving in this cause, I'm giving in that cause, I'm helping this poor person, I'm helping that poor person, they look at it as flowing water. When it's flowing, now their wealth is parked, their wealth is clean, so therefore they continuously give out so that they can allow that wealth to flow. So when it's flowing, now my wealth is clean. But if my wealth is not going to be moving out in the path of Allah, out for good causes, for charitable causes, they actually see it as stagnant water, and now that wealth is getting tainted and is getting dirty. So this is the way they would look at it. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala is, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying that Allah Ta'ala has made you vicegerents therein in order to observe what you do. And then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sounded a warning. Warning is a very, very deep warning. It's two things, but really it's something that causes everyone's thinking to go off. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, beware of this world and beware of woman. Beware of this world and beware of woman. Two things be careful of. This world because of its attraction, and a woman because of her attraction. And today you can see how many fights, how many disputes, how many problems, how many worries, how much of anxiety is caused because of these two things. Because of this dunya and because of woman. Therefore we've got to be on the guard all the time as far as the dunya is concerned, and on guard all the time as far as woman is concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Both these things, you look at woman and you look at wealth, both we need. Both is needed. But at the same time, when it's not used properly, it's not used according to the way Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam wanted, the same thing that we need, the same thing now becomes a greed. And when it becomes a greed, then what happens? We find that it takes us completely off the track, off the cause. And when it is used properly, it can actually take us very, very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.